Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you all please invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. And today, Brother Bradshaw will also be presenting our words of encouragement. So I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. You don't know how blessed you are. And that song always put me in some kind of mood. That's my jam. Love it, love it, love it. You don't know how blessed you are. So we're just glad to have each one of you on the program this morning. It's still 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's still black at 3 midnight outside. And it's not chilly, but it's in the 40s today. And I hope that you're comfortable. Hope that you have at least adequate enough heat to be comfortable. If you don't, let me know. I'll bring you a chunk of wood over there, and I'll throw it on the fire for you after you've already cleaned out the stove and put everything in the scuttle, coal scuttle, and then empty them ashes, and just go ahead and get you some kindling. Make sure you put some paper up on it, and then just light that fire. And by the time it gets pretty decent, everybody else will get up out of bed. Ain't nobody getting up out of bed until you light that fire. Everybody talk about the good old days. You know, that was decent back then. But I just love going over to the wall where that little register is now and just clicking it either to the right or to the left and then just sitting back down. Now, that's the good old days right there. So we're glad to have you with us on our program for today. And, of course, this is a prayer call, so we're asking everybody to pray for the United States of America. Pray for the president that's been inaugurated today, that everybody be safe. If anybody's prayers can go up and get past the ceiling in your house, it ought to be members of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. Let me mention just a couple of things to you this morning. One of the questions that was asked by Jesus, and Jesus asked a lot of questions. Now, he didn't give a lot of answers. Most of us think that we have to answer everything everybody asks. And I'm always cautious of people who say, Brother Bradshaw, let me ask you this question. I've asked 5 or 6 preachers, but they can't tell me the answer. I'll stay away from them. You got something going on that you don't want to accept the truth about. So I don't deal with them questions. I'll listen to them. But then, on the other hand, you got something else going on if can't nobody answer, and especially the Bible. But Jesus asked a couple of questions. One question was, he said, who do men say that I am? That's the thought that I want to give you this morning. And then we're going to conclude with the book of Philippians chapter 4. But I want to start out with this question and then the answer to it as well. Who do men say that I am? I want to mention the 7 sayings of I am in the book of John. The first, he says, I am the bread of life. In John 6, verse 22 through 71. Then he said, I am the light of the world. In John 8, verses 12 through 20. And then Jesus said, the great I am. In John 8, verse 46 through 59. Then he says, the double I am. He said, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. In John 10, verses 1 through 21. Then he said, I am the resurrection and the life. In John 11, verse 1 through 27. Then he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 11, verses 1 through 27. And then he says, finally, I am the true vine. So those are the 7 I ams that Jesus said when they said, who do men say that I am? The 7 I ams in the book of John, when he says, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, the great I am the door and the good shepherd, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth and the life. And then he says, I am the true vine. But the greatest story, that was ever told, the New Testament is the greatest document ever written, because it is about the greatest life ever lived. The great message of the New Testament is written in a life, the life of God's Son, in John 20, verse 30 and 31. This passage may be regarded as a statement of purpose for the entire Bible. The New Testament is not a manual of proof text, but a biographical of the Son of God and how to be saved through him. The person is the theme of this book. Here is the great story told, the greatest story ever told, and the greatest book ever written, because his is the greatest life ever lived. The greatest story ever told is because his was the most loving life ever lived, in John 15 and verse number 13. Because his was the most sacrificial life ever lived, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 26. Because his was the most selfless life ever lived, in Titus 2 and verse number 14. Because his was the only sinless life ever lived, in Hebrews 4 and verse number 15. Because his was the only completely forgiven life ever lived. And then because his life never ended. That's something we need to understand, that Christ's life really never ended. In 1 John 1 and verse number 2, Herod killed him. Satan could not seduce him. Death could not destroy him, and the grave could not hold him. We ought to say hallelujah to that, because when the angels came to the gravesite, the statement was made, why seek ye the living among of the dead? He's not here. He is risen. Why is he risen? Because his life never ends. In 1 John chapter 1, and verse number 2, Herod could not kill him. Satan could not seduce him. Death could not destroy him. And the grave could not hold him. One of the inspirational passage scriptures in the book of Philippians, he would say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts, your mind, through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things which you have both learned, received, heard, and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And we're hoping that each one of you certainly will have a super duper day. But our Father, we're asking for peace. We're asking for understanding. Be with those who are on this call who may be in the hospital, in the hospice, in home care, family members taking care of them. Be with those who may have a doctor's appointment today. Maybe they're still trying to get the virus. Maybe they're still trying to get the shot for the virus. And be with his family on this call. Grant us peace, as we have mentioned on several occasions. Jesus love you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And may we find ourselves worthy this very day of his praises. We thank you for what you've done for us in the past. We thank you for what you're doing for us this very day. And we thank you for what you have in plan for us for the future, if we let you have your way. May God bless you. Have a super duper day.